can hear me.
Ineffective antibiotics risk health catastrophe to rank with terrorism and climate change.
The Fellowship of St. Andrews launches its website.
Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
It's Monday, the 11th of March. With today's headlines, I'm Amanda Hollinger.
And I'm Denora Smith. The British government's chief medical officer warned that the catastrophic threat of antibiotic resistance could set Britain's health system back by 200 years unless successfully overcome. Dame Sally Davies released her first annual report, which highlights the increasing resistance of microbes to the powerful drugs, ranking the issue alongside terrorism and climate change on the list of critical risks to the UK. At the same time, a discovery void has worsened the situation, as few new antibiotics are being created to take the place of ineffective ones. Dame Sally warns that in 20 years' time, this could result in even minor surgery leading to death due to untreatable infection. To tackle the threat, Dame Sally and Chief Pharmaceutical Officer Keith Ridge are calling for tighter restrictions on antibiotic prescriptions by GPs and cooperation at the international level.
The Fellowship of St. Andrews has launched its new website today. The organization, which describes itself as a group of, quote, university undergraduates, postgraduates, staff, and local residents, committed to, quote, supporting the local community of St. Andrews through various philanthropic initiatives. The Fellowship is involved in the restoration of the historic West Garden, as well as the historic tours of the town. To find out more about the Fellowship's projects, or apply to become a 2013 Fellow, visit their new website, evertoexcel.co.uk.
A new study from Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis has revealed that a toxin found in bee venom can kill the human immunodeficiency virus, better known as HIV. According to the university's news release, the toxin melanin combats the virus by poking holes in its surrounding membrane. The revelation could lead to the development of a vaginal gel that would help to prevent the spread of HIV. This gel could also potentially be used as an intravenous treatment for those who are already HIV positive. The discovery follows shortly after news that an American baby from Mississippi has been cured of HIV.
The 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, has given rise to a new phenomenon in the former Soviet Republic, volunteering. Over 160,000 applicants for 25,000 places on the unpaid workforce have been received, with several of the chosen applicants saying it is, quote, a matter of national pride. Volunteering as a concept has no history in Russia, with the only similar concepts being conscription during the communist regime. Indeed, at the 1980 Moscow Olympics, all the so-called volunteers were conscripted into their roles. The Russians have even come up with a new word for volunteer, as the old one was tainted with communist connotations.
Facebook's graph search could be a powerful mechanism to draw user attention towards products and servers on the site, and marketers are grappling with the effect this will have on their brands. Through graph search, users can search for things that their friends have shared on Facebook. The tool can also help users find popular restaurants or shops in their area based on what their friends have liked or posted about. For marketers, graph search offers a new medium through which connections with potential customers can be made. At the moment, however, only a small number of users can have access to the new search drive, which has the potential to change the way brands advertise their content by emphasizing accessible and localized content.
Reggae artist Hector Delgado and rapper Jason Musson say the producer of the chart-topping hit Harlem Shake did not have the permission to use their voices. The duo are asking for compensation from the Mad Decent Records, the label which released the single. Delgado is heard saying, quote, con los torcitas, at the start of the track, from a single he released in 2006. Musson shouts, do the Harlem Shake, which was taken from a rap in 2001. Barney Hopper, a representative of artists and performers, reports, according to the intellectual property law, quote, when one piece of music is sampled in another, typically the creators of the original work would receive royalties when the new work is played and reproduced. However, there are often ownership disputes relating to popular works where other musical works are sampled. Almost 4,000 people a day upload Harlem Shake videos on YouTube, which begs the question, just how much are Delgado and Musson entitled to?
And those are today's headlines. More news tomorrow at 5:30 or anytime on the news pages of the Star website.